Sin, as we learn throughout the four Gospels, is the death of the soul. Conversely, sanctifying grace is that which gives it life. It is through grace that we enter into eternal life, the promise of the glory that we hope to attain beyond this earthly life, because it is heaven to which we should all aspire. Now, it becomes easy in life to get caught up in the trivial trials of each day. We must direct our attention to heaven, in which none of the little things that happen here will really matter. As we hear in today's Gospel reading from St. John, a confrontation continues to build between Jesus and those who would eventually put him to death. Jesus had presented himself as the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament patriarchs. However, blinded by their hostility, the Jews did not want to listen to Christ, and they could not understand him. So they grew in anger and resentment, which would explode during Passover, and would use the wayward apostle Judas Iscariot, who allowed evil to enter his heart, to betray Jesus. In an immediate way, we are there with Jesus and the Jews and Pharisees and everyone else in these final weeks of Lent. As a side note, it is the final line in the Gospel reading that has led many churches, as a custom, to veil or cover their statues. St. John wrote, "So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area." Now, with Jesus becoming hidden from sight from the Jews and Pharisees and all present, so he and other holy images disappear from our sight in these final weeks of the holy season of Lent. That is why statues and images are veiled, usually with cloths that are violet in color. Crosses are also covered, only to be uncovered after the Good Friday Passion of the Lord's service. This is Father Doug Brown, chaplain of AM 1260 The Rock and pastor of Mary Queen of Peace in Cleveland.